Team number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Ricky, got Patty. So, Patty, we were talking earlier about the pizza, and I discovered Rochelle called in earlier, and I was informed that it is not called Canadian bacon. It's actually just ham and pineapple.
I thought it was Hawaiian pineapple.
So when you have pineapple and then it's got the ham on it.
So it's not Canadian bacon?
Well, as a kid, I called it Canadian bacon.
I thought it was too.
And she said, nope, you go to Canada and you say, give me some Canadian bacon, and they laugh at you because it's just ham. It's just uncured ham.
You just say ham and pineapple?
Yeah. But for us as kids, our parents were like, you want some Canadian bacon, pineapple pizza? Right.
It's really just uncured ham.
You know what? I have not been to Canada, so, I mean, I've been on the border of Canada, but I've never been into Canada. So, thank goodness I didn't go there and look like a doofus. Hey, can I have some Canadian bacon? Hey, get out of here. Get out of here, foreigner.
Who knew?
Yeah, exactly. And then Darren from Hermiston called in and said that on pizza, he said sauerkraut and pepperoni is delicious. Even though it doesn't sound good, he said it's delicious.
Sauerkraut, so,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a sauerkraut guy. My foster mom loves sauerkraut, but she never made me eat it as a kid because I didn't like it as a kid. I didn't like liver. They loved liver and onions. I didn't like any of that stuff.
Me neither.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
They'd whip me up a hamburger. That was good enough for me.
Ooh, so. Yummy.
Yeah, so there you go. A couple of little pizza things for you. But I will no longer call it Canadian bacon now that I've
learned. You'll just say ham and pineapple.
Yeah, thank you, Rochelle, on the call because I felt like an idiot. So appreciate that. All right, let's get the day started. We're going to work on some fun. We got Facebook fun coming up.
I'm right there.
Yeah, you're already working on that stuff.
I love it.
Other people's problems coming up. I will give you one piece of advice.
What?
My wife and I last night, we went to Daughtry. Great show. Great show, Daughtry.
Yeah,
take
I heard.
Take the bus. There's a bunch of free buses. My wife, I gave her a parking pass, and then it took her over an hour to even get to even. Yeah, I remember
to leave the lot.
Yeah, she sent me a text and goes, I'm at BK, and I went, what's BK? And then I went, oh, Burger King. And then 45 minutes later, she goes, yeah, I'm at the school. I'm at the elementary school.
Oh, it took her that long to get to the show?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So grab a bus.
We're taking the bus. We are going to hop on those BFT buses from Richland.
It's the easiest way. And then last night after Daughtry, the rodeo was getting out, and we still got stuck out there for a long time. So, and she parked out in the boonies. She was out in the dirt. She was in the boonies. So all I could say is
take the bus.
And I said, I'll just drop me off at Lampson. And she did. She dropped me off at Lampson. I grabbed my truck.
Yes.
But just letting you know, if I could give a piece of advice this morning about going to the fair.
Uh-huh.
Take the bus.
That's what we're doing.
It's super easy. So, all right, let's get the day started. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 24, 57 degrees. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much on this Throwback Thursday. And if you want to hear something on our Throwback Thursday, let us know through the app chat. Give us a call. Love to hear from you and play some great classics a little bit later on today for you. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to relax after a long day?
I like how you have there's a pooch right there.
There is.
Because it's not really relaxing to me, but I enjoy it when I get home. I can't wait to take DJ out to the park.
So I can't even, as you know, I have three dogs. I have Roxy, Bodie, and Barkley. Barkley's my border collie, Brittany mix, and Bodie's my Staffordshire mix. I have to play. I mean, I'm not allowed to go home and work or do things until I'm done playing with them. So they know, and Bodie grabs, he has three rings. So Bodie grabs his rings.
Do you throw the rings?
Yeah, he gets his rings thrown. He loves tug of war and all that. So he's a big dog, 60 pounds. And then Barkley's, as we talk about the ball, that's it. Because border collie, ball.
DJ loves the ball too.
Yeah, it's all ball all day long. So it's fetch. So and then Roxy just likes to go outside and sniff
sniffs all day long. Is it wrong? You know when you said when you were a kid and you would hear the guy go, "We have a winner!" Break in. When DJ does his business, guess what I yell now?
We have a winner. It's what you're waiting for.
And he knows. He's like, oh, good. It's time to get a treat. Let's go home.
That's right. Exactly. So for me, the number one thing right when I get off work, the best way to relax, of course, is with the doggos. And then I might do some little things around the house, but nothing too. I'm one of those people. Once I'm home, I'm home. I don't like to go home and then go, okay, I'm going to go out. No, I do everything before I go home.
Yeah. We do have some plants on our patio that I like to water, and we've got like a little a garden going in pots.
Okay,
we've got tomatoes and peppers.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
so
and some flowers.
Another
some
nice
plants.
Another nice way to relax is gardening. Some people will say gardening. All right, so your favorite way to relax after a long day is it spending time with the family, spending time with the pooches, watching TV, movies. What do? We want to know. We'll add to our comments and share those with you coming up. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Going to be here in the Tri-City, and of course, we got tickets available for you. Yep, just log on to the KORD mobile app and get signed up right now for those tickets for October. Also, Eric Church is up there, $500 Visa gift card. All the goodies are on the KORD mobile app for you. 6:39, you got Rick, you got Patty, 57 degrees. What's going on in Nashville?
Okay, Morgan Wallen reportedly is not submitting his latest album for the 2026 Grammy Awards. Multiple reports say he and his team are not going to be putting up I'm the Problem or any of its songs for any Grammy category. I'm the Problem has spent 11 non-consecutive weeks on top of the Billboard 200 chart. Three of its songs have also hit number one on the Hot Country Songs chart, while the duet with Tate McRae, What I Want, has also reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Morgan's solo works, I didn't know this, but have never been nominated for any Grammy.
Yeah, he gets shut out of everything, like Entertainer of the Year. He gets shut out of all of it. I don't know why. He's massively huge.
But he did get two nominations at this year's awards for the Post Malone duet. Yeah. I had some help. Meanwhile, Morgan tells CountryNow.com that he values simple things like sitting on a porch, talking with longtime friends. He says, some of my favorite memories are just me and the boys on a porch, sitting somewhere, talking about life. He says, I never want to get too busy to do any of that. Jordan Davis, we got him talking about his song, Bar None.
Bar None is a song that was sent to me, a song that truly from the demo just kind of stood out as different right off the bat. It kind of pulled me in, something I wanted to hear more of. Glad we cut it. Love the way it turned out. I think it's something that's a little different for me, but something I'm excited about to play live.
We're excited about it too. And Jordan says that the more he adds to his family, the more he feels stretched, but he says he's working to reprioritize. He says from a brutally honest standpoint, the more kids you add, the thinner you get stretched. But he does go on to say that the biggest thing that's helped him was putting being a dad back to the top of the list, spending time with the family, traveling, and doing stuff with the family. Finally, Old Dominion is sharing a personal love letter to Nashville. In a post on Instagram, the band shared a sneak peek of a song that's set to appear on their upcoming studio album, Barbara. It's titled Goodnight Music City, and they're calling it their love letter to Nashville. Old Dominion said the 13-track album is their most personal record ever, and that is coming out this Friday. We'll keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Happy Throwback Thursday to you. Got Rick, you got Patty. Got a heat advisory in effect for you today. Just be aware of that. Also, other people's problems are on the way. So this gal wants to take the new guy to meet the friends. But what if the friends don't like her? Like him? Like, what are they going to do? You know, should you break up with them? So we'll talk.
No.
I know people get nervous when they meet new people. My stepson has a new girlfriend. So
Like her?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to her that much because it's new in the relationship, but I got to meet the parents and all those different things. And,
Do you like the parents?
Yeah, they seem nice. Everybody seems nice. So it's one of those things when you're in the newness of a relationship, you know, that's that start of the relationship. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit on that particular situation. And Lily will try to solve it for you. Now, of course, if you ever want to submit, you can submit your other people's problems. You can do it through our app chat feature. You can do it through Facebook. That's how our email. It's normally how we get a lot of these a lot of these situations going on. Now, while you're doing that, of course, we've got a ton of stuff and information for you right there on the station mobile app. Fred Meyer, boy, this is the big news again.
More closures in Washington.
Yeah.
And
some people are saying that it's shameful to blame it just on theft, because that's what they're saying is, oh, we're closing down because too many thieves.
Well, so it's owned by Kroger. Fred Meyer is owned by Kroger, but they own a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of different businesses. But what about ours here in Tri-Cities? We're just fine.
Yeah, we're good.
We're just fine.
We're good to go. And also posted for you on the station mobile app, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, radioactive shrimp. This has made national headlines. So we'll talk about this radioactive shrimp that's being out there for Walmart. So I know people are having fun with this one. You're not going to turn into Spider-Man by eating radioactive shrimp. We'll just put it that way. So we'll talk about those stories and more in a couple minutes, and other people's problems on the way. Rick and Patty with you, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Sunnyside this morning, John Party, Dirt on My Boots, 708. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you guys. Appreciate you listening. 58 degrees sunshine, and always great to be with you. Quick word of advice. If you're going to the fair, take the bus, because we did last night for Daughtry.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife had a parking pass, and she ended up out there in the dirt for like about an hour and a half. And even going to the fair, it was so funny. I was waiting for it because I jumped the bus at Lampson.
Right.
And then I got a text.
We've done that in years past.
Yeah, and I got a text from her saying, I'm stuck at BK. And then the next one was, I'm at the elementary school. And
How long did it take her?
Oh, it took her over an hour easily. So, yeah, best thing you can do is just jump on that bus. And the best part, doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-mm.
And where Lampson's at, that's every 15 minutes. So that was super.
Every half hour from Richland.
Yeah, super quick. So just good piece of advice. Take the bus if you're going to the fair. All right, Lily's got a situation and other people's problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic. What's going on with Lily?
Rick and Patty, I'm really nervous. I'm introducing my new boyfriend to my best friends this weekend. They protect me because they know what I've gone through in the past, and I'm really nervous because I don't think some of them are really going to like him just because of how overprotective they are. Now, if this turns out to be the case, do I just continue to date him, or is it possible to have a successful relationship if your friends don't like your partner?
Oh. Mm. Interesting.
Lily and Kennewick.
Interesting.
It's your relationship. It's not your friends.
That's right. I mean, but have you ever had any friends that didn't care for Jeff?
Oh, gosh, yes.
So, but you're still married to Jeff, you know.
That's
Jeff,
what I'm saying.
Jeff just you know, Jeff just doesn't come.
He's not everybody's cup of tea.
But he just doesn't come. Like, if Megan goes out with her friends all the time, I don't go out. I'm not that they don't like me. That's not my, like we're talking cup of tea. That's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy social gatherings in short spurts.
I hear you.
So I am not a person to go to somebody's house. You know, we all have that friend that will come to your house and stay for 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
And
then like, I don't know when to go home.
All right. I'm yawning. All right. Time to go to bed. And then a half hour later, they're still talking. Mm-hmm. And okay. All right. I think I'm going to, you know.
Yep.
So I've always been, all right. I'm always like, honey, how long are we here? Can we, okay, an hour, you know, 45 minutes. Now, believe it or not, we usually stay 2 or 3 hours. But for me, I'm always like, okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, yeah, I don't think you have to. I mean, I think you can have a successful relationship even if your friends don't like your partner.
Yeah, I agree.
If they're a good person.
They're not dating him. You are.
Right. And if he's a good person, you're good to go. I mean, you know, I don't share this. I don't share the same likes as Megan's friends, you know what I'm saying? They're big.
I know.
They're CrossFitters and all that, and I'm not into that stuff. So, I will see them on occasion, but I definitely don't just hang out with them all the time. But they're good people. I like them. They're all nice.
Yeah.
So, Lily, we're going to do our best. I think that this...
I'm like, it's your relationship, Lily. Whatever you want to do.
So even in high school or even in college or whatever, Patty, if you had a girlfriend that did not like your boyfriend, would you listen to that person at all, do you think, recall?
No. I dated whoever I wanted. It didn't matter what...
Didn't matter what they said.
Half the time... Hey, Chris Benson, man. She was dating him right after... Yeah, you know.
Right.
What?
All right, So
I was like, okay.
Yeah, she
liked everybody I was dating.
Right, exactly. She had all your leftovers. She had all the sloppy seconds.
I don't know.
All right, Lily, we'll try to solve this for you. 547 KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. It's other people's problems. Got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
things.
Giving you a heads up.
Hot days ahead.
Yeah, if you're headed to the fair. And, of course, we love the fair. If you got to go see Daughtry last night, such a great show. Who's tonight? Is it?
Winona.
Winona. I believe you and Jeff are heading out to Winona tonight.
We hope to. Absolutely. I know he's a fan.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Well,
why not me? No one else on earth. I can go down the huge list. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I can go down the whole list of Winona songs.
The Judds.
The Judds. I love the Judds. Love me some Mama Judd and love the Judd. So, all right. So, let's give away some tickets to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Right, Patty?
We've got 4 packs if you want to go.
All right. Do you want to take a couple callers on
this?
You
want to? Yeah. Let's take caller 6 and 7.
All right. Caller 6 and 7. Hooking you up with free admission to the fair. Caller 6 and 7 right now. 547-KORD. 547-5673. Caller 6 and 7. Good luck from 102.7-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7-KORD.
House on Earth, 737. You got Rick, you got Patty. Main stage tonight, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be awesome. Daughtry last night was awesome. Jake Owen was the night before, and he went over to Hot Mess Burgers, had a burger, and they didn't even know who he was.
It's
like, trust me, if Jake Owen walked up and Winona walked up, I'd know who you are. And also even Daughtry. Daughtry was tatted up, man. He's got what they call the blackout tats.
So I don't know, like the whole, on his like, whole, on his whole, his,
yeah,
whole
his
arm
it's
sleeve.
Just black. It's just black.
Really?
Yeah. So oh, heavy. Man. Yeah. So it's interesting. I'm like,
that's cool, though.
Oh, I was like, oh, that sounds painful to me. When thinking about that, Winona is just gonna slay it tonight. You know, I wish I had some cool slang kids. She gonna eat. Winona's gonna eat tonight.
She's gonna leave some crumbs. What about the crumbs?
Yeah, and
she ain't leaving no crumbs.
And she ain't leaving no crumbs.
Is that a good thing?
I will say, many years ago, I do have a story about Winona. Oh. I was at St. Jude's in Memphis, and
did she make you cry?
She was not even on the list as a guest.
But she
and
came
the,
in.
And the guest who was scheduled mm-hmm. didn't make it. And okay. I think there was a big snowstorm while we were there.
Oh.
So whoever was supposed to come didn't make it. So Winona flew in from Nashville, and so she did a speech about St. Jude and the kids, mm-hmm. and then she did Amazing Grace a cappella.
Oh.
Without no band, no nothing, because she just flew in from Nashville.
Just why?
I had goosebumps. Like, there's very few times in my life when an artist has sang that I've had goosebumps, mm-hmm. and her doing Amazing Grace, like, had the place in tears. So Winona's gonna be, she's gonna kill it. She's gonna kill it. I didn't get to meet her, hang out with her, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just know I went, wow. You know, when we talk about great female vocalists, because you talk about Whitney Houston Aretha, Winona's in there.
Well, I say Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson's in there.
So Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, there's a
Reba.
There's a level. That,
Carrie Underwood.
That ascend to that, right? I mean, you've got, like you said, you've got your Britneys and you've got your Ariana Grande, but she, that's the next level. When you see those folks sing, you're like, okay, I'm in a different universe. Mm-hmm. And Winona is in that universe. And I love the biographies.
Can you believe she's here in Kennewick?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I mean.
And I love watching the biographies about Winona because she was hell on wheels, basically. She was a crazy child.
Well,
so
she's kind of dealing with some of that with her own daughter.
I know she is.
I mean,
I'm sure Mama Judd's looking down, going like, see, you reap what you sowed, Winona. Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be an amazing show. She's going to kill it, and we're super excited. And again, like we talked about earlier, take the bus.
Trust us.
If we can give a piece of advice, take that free bus. But Winona tonight, main stage, Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Going to be awesome. 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD.
Justin Lynch, 11-9, 750, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Well, Throwback Thursday. Also Thursday means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge.
So we're going to play a very famous movie clip. Once you know what it is, get to the phone. Call us at 547-KORD. If you're correct with your choice of the movie, you know what it is? You're correct. 2 months of Netflix, courtesy of Numerica Credit Union.
Yeah, and as we know, Netflix is cracking down on the passwords, so why not get your own? And you know, you can play this every couple months and get yourself some free Netflix. So, all right, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Here's today's famous movie clip. If you don't get it, I'll be shocked, all right? Take a listen. Here it comes.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Here it is again. Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
All right, there you go. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm on a movie soundtrack mood right now for you.
I know it.
All right. Good morning, Kay. What do you got to guess for us? What movie is that from?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, absolutely. And a dude got it. See, a dude got it.
I love it.
I love that. Who's this morning? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris. Good morning, Chris. All right, Chris, hang on here. We'll get taken care of just like that. Chris, thanks for playing along. And Dirty Dancing. Come on, those movies suck you. And I don't care what people say. I watch those movies and they suck you right in. You're like, oh, Patrick Swayze.
Makes me want to watch it.
I will say, I've talked a lot about this on the show. My second favorite movie of all time is Roadhouse. To me, it's like, yeah.
That, you're a fan.
A huge fan.
I hear you.
Like, I love that. I love that Patrick Swayze movie. All right, so there you go. 547 KORD. Great job, everybody. Chris, congratulations. Next week, we do it all over again. The Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge right here, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
It's 8 o'clock. Great to be with you. 65 degrees. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. And really quickly, happy birthday to
Iva. And Honesty, in fact, Honesty is, this is a big milestone.
Yeah.
13 years old.
13. Welcome to the teen years there, Honesty. Appreciate you guys calling in this morning for a little birthday greeting. Glad to do it for you. So I posted about it yesterday, radioactive shrimp going on at Walmart, okay? So you can read about that. So this is the Great Value brand. You know what the Great Value
brand is? Great Value is Walmart.
It's Walmart. Yeah. And it's what they call the off-brand, basically. So it's mac and cheese. Let's say it's mac and cheese, right? Well, it's not Kraft. It's Great Value's mac and cheese. Do you and Jeff ever do the off-brands at all? Ever, Patty?
I will do Great Value all day long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you find the taste different sometimes?
No, I'm good with Great Value.
Okay.
In fact, I will tell you this. The best pickles are Great Value at Walmart.
Interesting.
The hamburger dill chips.
I think Great Value is great because it can save you a lot of money.
That's right. But
I also see stuff as hit and miss, too. Because sometimes I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos where they'll take all these brands and like, oh, here's all the pizzas. Or here's all the...
Well, if I was going to go with macaroni and cheese, I don't scrimp on that.
You go Kraft.
It's got to be Kraft.
It is.
Or Velveeta even.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if Great Value has...
They do.
They do.
And it doesn't... Mm. And no. And it doesn't... I skip that. You got to have your Kraft. Mm. So, but we'll take some calls here. 547-KORD. Have you ever purchased a Great Value brand at Walmart and then it went not so Great Value? Like, nah, that does not taste like...
I'll say if I was going to do cream cheese even, it has to be Philadelphia.
Okay.
You know, it just does.
I was watching a YouTube video where the guy was doing the honey buns and he had all the different honey bun brands.
Oh.
And he had Little Debbie's and he had Great Value. Great Value honey buns.
Are okay.
He loved them. He was like, man, this is great. And he was surprised. He takes off his thing and goes, what? It beat Little Debbie's? Like, you know, different things like that. So 547 KORD, have you ever had a Great Value brand and go, that's not so great? What do you got?
So my husband already does not like Cheerios, and the fact that I tried the Great Value one once on him, he said they tasted even more like cardboard than the normal General Mills brand. So
yeah.
Cheerios all around are not a good idea. Let's stick with the name brand, even if it does still not taste great
right.
to him.
Right.
I told him it was a better deal, and I was trying to save him a few bucks.
I get it. And I see Cheerios is one of those, yeah, it's like Cheerios is...
You can't scrimp on Cheerios.
Yeah, you do. And I'm not even saying the regular tastes that great. Yeah,
because
it is what it is. Cheerios is what it is.
But isn't that just like Fruit Loops? Like you have to get real Fruit Loops.
You got
to
get real Fruit Loops.
You can't get the brand.
The nice thing about Cheerios, of course, if you have a toddler or a baby... That's one of the first foods that they will be like on their high chair and they're eating away at their Cheerios. 547 KORD, Great Value brands. Hey, we buy them. But what did you have that was not so great value from it? And tell us what it was.
Great Value soy milk was absolutely horrible. So normally soy milk is extremely sweet.
Okay.
It has a little bit of a vanilla flavor provided you get vanilla.
Right.
But then it's also extremely smooth. Stuff that they had a very nasty and fake aftertaste, like when you have diet soda.
Oh, yeah.
I used it for cereal, for what I had, so I wouldn't waste it, and then I never got more.
Never got more. Yeah, so normally, so I learned my lesson. I'm like you, Patty, is if I get something that an off-brand, but I don't like it, I never go back. I'm like, nope.
I
tried it. I tried to save money. Not going to do that again. All right, having some fun with this, guys. Keep the calls coming, 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Gilbert Bottoms Up, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. It's 822. Sunshine for you right now. Got a heat advisory in effect as we get through the last couple days of the Ben Franklin Fair and Rodeo. It's going to be a warm one over the next couple days. So heat advisory.
Doesn't mind if you're riding rides or seeing great entertainment. Yeah, bring on the heat. I'm okay.
Bring it on. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it could be a lot hotter. I'm going to put it that way.
Hey, stay hydrated.
Yep, absolutely.
Water is your friend.
Lots of water out there. All right, going to tie this one off. Other people's problems. Lily's got a situation going on. What's going on with Lily?
She says she's nervous. She goes, I'm introducing my new boyfriend to my best friends this weekend. They protect me because they know what I've gone through in the past, but I'm really nervous. I don't think some of them are going to like him just because of how overprotective they are. Now, if it turns out to be the case, should I continue to date him? Is it possible to have a successful relationship if your friends don't like your new partner? Lillian Kennewick is asking.
All right. A lot of comments already. And I like the fact that the dudes are jumping in on this one. So what are people saying, Patty?
Daniel says, if you let your friends run your love life, you're going to be single till they get married.
Ah, there you go. Pete says, my girlfriend's best friends love me. You can also see it in her face and how we interact when we're around each other that she's happy. Give them a chance to accept him. And that's from Pete.
Mary Alice says, your friends shouldn't judge your current partner or your past relationships.
Devlin says, sounds to me like your friends are going to scare off anyone you bring around. I know if starting to get verbally pushed around by the friends, I would dip. Ain't got no time for that BS.
Did you do Pete?
Uh-uh.
My girlfriend's best friends love me. You can also see it on her face and how we interact when we're around each other. And she's happy. Give them a chance to accept him.
I like what Michelle says. I'm assuming you're an adult, so unless you have doubts or concerns, the opinions of your friends are irrelevant.
You're dating him, not anyone else. If they have legit concerns, listen. But ultimately, he's your boyfriend, not theirs. That's from Levi.
And Mary says your friends shouldn't judge your current partner or on your past relationships. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of like what we said. You're the one dating him,
yep,
not them.
Not them, exactly.
But I do like the one guy says, hey, they love me.
Well,
give him a chance.
I will tell you this. My first wife did not like my best friend, Randy, and Randy did not like her. So they got along because of me.
Yeah.
That was it, because they realized, okay, we hate each other, but we'll get along together because, you know, we got Rick in the middle there. But they were not. Well, so interesting, before we go to break,
what?
Randy was living with me rent-free. He's my best buddy, but he was living rent-free. And I'm like, well, how do I get, and I didn't want to hurt Randy's feelings. So I said, well, how am I going to get Randy out of here? Well, I moved. At the time,
the wife did it, right?
Well, she was my girlfriend at the time. Oh. So I moved her in, and he was like, oh, I'm out. Peace out. I'm like, oh, sorry. Sorry, you got to go, dude. Sorry. You know? So, yeah. But he liked...
You are...
What? That's passive aggressive.
You couldn't be honest with him and go, hey, man.
Pay your rent. Pay your rent.
You couldn't just say that?
Well, today I would be like, you're not even going to move in unless
Did you make her pay rent?
She's my girlfriend. No, we ended up getting married. No, she never paid rent. Pokey never paid rent. All right, so 547-KORD, app chat us. What would you do? Lily, you got some great advice there. A lot of people are saying, hey, your friends have really nothing to do with that relationship. Mm-hmm. If he's a good guy, don't let them chase him off. All right, good luck with it. Let us know how it turns out. You got Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.